So why have we these weeks of Easter? The Easter candle still lit, songs of Alleluia. Why do we celebrate this? What is the purpose? We have all been called and chosen by God and sent to do work, sent to accomplish what it is that God has chosen for us in this human life of ours. And we see that very clearly demonstrated in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, where the apostles were concerned about the daily distribution to the widows to make sure that the widows were being cared for. And Jesus saying in the gospel that the one who believes in him will do the works that he does and greater works than these, which is an awesome thing to say, which I would never have had the courage to say, but Jesus said it, and so it stands. So there is a work of ours, something that we are called on to do. And in our parish, we have had the called and gifted workshops and all these various other things to help people find what it is that they are called by God to do. I want to focus on what St. Peter is saying in the reading that we have heard from his first letter. What does he say? Let yourselves be built like spiritual stones into a spiritual temple. That is Easter for us. God has begun a building, and he is building us into it. And we will never be able to carry out what it is that God has called us to do unless we allow ourselves to be built into that spiritual building, into that temple for the Lord. And this Easter time is when we especially allow that to happen. We pay particular attention to that aspect of our Christian life, which is growing in relationship with our God. In order to carry out what it is that God has asked us, we need to know how deeply God loves us. We need to know how great is God's care for us. We need to know the depth of union that we have with this Jesus who has come among us and given up his life for us. It's not enough that he gave up his life for us. It's not enough that he redeemed us from our sins. It's not enough that he has saved us and given us eternal life. It is even more than all of those things that he has called us into lifelong union, into a real communion with him. So that just as he knew the Father and the Father knew him, just as the Father was in him and he was in the Father, so he is in us. And so we are in him. At this Mass of Easter time, we began with the rite of sprinkling that reminds us of our baptism, because it is our baptism that is the source of this union that we have with God, who has come to be one with us, all of us, without exception. And today we are celebrating with our young children who are making their first communion. Communion, yes, union with Jesus, who gives himself to us, gives us his own body and blood, as a sign of how close he is to us, and calls us into a deeper union. Communion, receiving the body and blood of Christ, calls out for a deeper union in love with the one who has given himself to us so totally, so utterly, without any reserve. And so we are led to pray. Prayer, as we have said before, as St. Teresa of Jesus said a long time before us, prayer is an intimate conversation with the one whom we know loves us. We take time to enter into that relationship, just as a husband and a wife take time to be with each other. They don't necessarily have to say a whole lot. They need to be with each other. There is the expression of communion in coming together, and there is an expression of communion when we join with Jesus and take time simply to be alone with him. To ponder his word, just as a lover will take a love letter and read it every kind of which way in order to get everything there is in there out, so we take the scripture, which is God's love letter to us, and we ponder it. We ponder what it is that the Lord is speaking, the word that he is pouring out for us in particular and for this whole church of ours.